All right, so I'm going to say for the record, I'm about to drive for a minute. You know how that get. Sound be a little muffled. So the first 10 minutes of this could be shaky. But anyway, I know I always stress to you guys the problem with you not sharpening your options and doing the work that I have you with taller self-esteem. Because it spills into your dating results, obviously. You mismanage, you mistrain, you overvalue, you don't understand your value in relation to the women you deal with, and then you end up with a whole bunch of neck rolling sassing. You know what I mean? Assassins, sassing broads who ain't standing on nothing. But because you don't have integrity, because you don't have rules, because you don't uphold order, they run amok. They step on you, talk crazy. And naturally, you're causing their demise and their dating results. Why? Because they don't have boundaries. They don't understand how the game go. And I can tell you simple, right? I thought of calling this thing by title, Are You Listening or Leading? But that leaves too much wiggle room for misinterpretation. Why? Because you can't lead if you don't listen. I mean, ain't no way. You can't be a good leader and a poor listener. That ain't how it work. That ain't how life go. So I was going to say females who don't listen can't lead. Or females, are you leading or listening? Right? Are you listening or leading? But it ain't one or the other. It's got to be both. You can't be much at all if you're a poor listener, because that means you don't value intel. It means you can't follow direction. And think about it like this. This was a simple conversation. Just a small banter conversation like I have. Right? But this is the thing. So, at some point in the conversation, of course, I was just being funny, actually, about how a make-believe scenario that if we got together, what would we do? Or what would happen? How would it go? Just being funny. So, I brought up something about going to the gym, working out. Every potential date that I threw out as a potential scenario, make-believe scenario, it was shot down. And after a while, I could sense like a little bit of defensiveness. Anything about going to the gym or self-improving, it was always this combative spirit, which is a woman, you expect that. I'm not going to say woman, because Sinful the Peace says woman and man are titles that are earned. So we'll say female. We'll do that. Problem is this. I shouldn't be able to go that long without talking to you, but then your insecurities bleed through without even having a full conversation with you. Like, so obviously, that would say that you're uncomfortable with where you are right now as far as working out and improving. You don't feel you deserve to improve. Which means what? Your confidence is down. And people with poor self-esteem typically have poor confidence. They have swings in confidence. As I explained, confidence is more erratic. It fluctuates more so than self-esteem. But it points towards that. So just by me joking, I'm able to tell, you told on all the people you dealt with, all the men who've mismanaged you, all the men who've allowed you to talk crazy. Because you would think like she's just the flyest thing on earth by the way I'm describing it. But no, because males have poor self-esteem, poor dating results. They don't listen. They don't improve their dating results. They accept near anything to keep whatever they can get within reach to have somebody to lay up with consistently. Well, you've misled her to think this is how it goes and this is acceptable. So basically, I was just like, man, since you're bucking order and obviously you're not going to listen, in our dream-like scenario, in our fantasy could-be-what-if scenario, Well, okay, well, if you're not listening, then where are you leading it? If you got poor habits, you don't wish to improve the poor habits, right? Why would you buck the order of someone who has a potential place for us to go for you to wrestle the steering wheel to take us where? If you've already acknowledged that you don't want to improve self, your guard flew up. In the back of your mind, this wasn't verbalized, but a lot of women, I'm going to keep it a trillion right here. King Flex, Tariq Nasheed, gave me this game over a decade ago. He gave us all this game over a decade ago. Women who are not in fly shape tend to have more of a sassiness, an attitude, a boss bitch, an independent woman, because it's all they can cling on to, because they're going to get subpar dating results typically. It was said that if you have poor physical discipline, you're likely to end up with a man with poor financial discipline. I'm sure there are outliers, but generally, keep that rule in mind. That to say, if you are relying on you having a fly attitude, you being cooperative, you being fly and the man liking you for that, then you might starve. So the only thing for them to do is to get a man below them who needs a place to stay, who doesn't have much going on, who doesn't have rules, who doesn't have order, who doesn't lead, who doesn't self-improve, who doesn't read. And he himself doesn't listen. That's why she's used to having frame battles. No, it ain't gonna go this way. It's gonna go that way. And no, that ain't how I go here. You're dealing with somebody fly. And by the way, this is somebody I'm dealing with. This is just us talking. I ain't seen this chick in forever. You know, I'm high up, fly up right now. But it was just talking. And I do this to extract game. I was curious after a while. I said, okay, if you're not going to listen, then you must be leading. Where are you taking it? But she didn't have an answer for that. She does not have a practical, common sense, logical answer for that. Only thing she could fall back on, which she has not responded, but I predict if she does, is going to be, I don't need a man. And I say this, if you're so fly, then why is your spirit so raggedy? Why is your spirit so salty? I'm fly, so I got a fly spirit to match. My guard don't fly up. So if you're so disappointed with where you are, where you stand, what you got, your results, clearly you are, because you've told yourself that you're used to dealing with guys who are not up to par. And what ends up happening is if he ends up dealing with you and comes in under your, we'll put it in quotes, rules, which there are none, it's just no order in the crib, not only will you initially not respect him, but it's not going to take long until you disrespect him. What else would you? If you know you're lost, you know you don't have tall vision, you know you don't have a purpose, you know you have poor habits and wish to not improve them, and he follows you, well, there you go. What more do I need to tell you about who you're dealing with? And the perfect thing about this is she's not a girl I need to deal with. And I wouldn't say things, be like, don't deal with them, deal with me. I don't deal with her. Y'all seen my work. So just imagine a girl who's been mismanaged. She eats herself out of a campaign like most women do. So you could take this as genuine because I don't need anything from you. Y'all seen my work. I reiterate, this is pickup guy freeze, you know? So I would say this. Because this has to be constructive. I'm not going to pound on the joint. Because believe me, she can get as raggedy as she wants. There's going to be a line of no self-esteem having, no integrity having, no purpose having, probably broke guys who would deal with her. They're lining up right now. They're orbiting. They're in her phone. They're lining up. And as long as she can have somebody lay with her, she doesn't have the incentive to improve that. And my whole point was, which I'm not saying to her, I'm saying to you, she has to have a raggedy partner. It wouldn't work otherwise. You're not going to get with a guy on top of the game and not comply. That's false. That's a myth. You're well into your 30s at this point, if I'm talking to the chick. So life is showing you that better than I can tell it. I'm just pointing out what life is showing you without me being there, by the way. Right? So always keep that in mind. But this is the male's fault. All the string of males he had back to back who mismanaged the whole way through. For her, A, to have that chip on her shoulder and nobody check her. B, for her to feel like she could express that chip on her shoulder and ain't nobody checked her. So it's your fault, not hers. She would do what she would allow her to do. If everywhere she turned, all of her options would have slammed the door in the same fashion, she would have to correct herself. But because there are dusty guys who will lay with some four, she can act however. Raggedy attitude. It's, believe me, guys, males, and men, the myth is this, that the fly women are going to be the ones with the pissy attitude and all. No, no, not typically. A fly woman don't have to project her anger. She doesn't have to put up a facade. She doesn't have to have a front. She doesn't have to be the boss bitch that doesn't need a man. And I don't need a man. Why are you so defensive? I didn't say nothing about needing a man. But I'm saying your interactions, your relationships are going to be destructive, implode. Because believe me, just by me sitting here and giving a simple suggestion that we could do this, a dream scenario we both know ain't going to actually happen, your guard flew up on it. So I can only judge the next level of game of somebody fly, an impeccable, respectable representative of this game, he gonna be something like how I think. He ain't going for that. Even if she was fly, even if she was a 9.3, it don't make sense. The world is crawling with 9.3s. But she's not, by the way. Any broad at a deli, at a car wash, at the bakery, basically anywhere except the gym, you're gonna find this joint over and over and over again. The same 4-point something. I threw out the number for you guys because she probably won't listen. Obviously, that's how all this started. Correct? She don't listen. But you can't lead and not be a listener. So the problem with her stance, and we'll call it logic, although it's not. But you just say this is her logic. How could she explain that? If you're not going to listen, my question to her was simply, okay, if you're not going to listen, you're going to buck order out of a clear, tall representative of this here game. Where are you going to find them sharper, by the way? Curiosity. So, if you can't get along with me because you just decide, I ain't doing that. Number one, your tone is incorrect. Correct your tone. Who has allowed this madness to continue and ensue? Oh, my goodness. Who is so greatly mismanaged? I know who. This is me giving a rhetorical question. So I say all that to say this. Players, potential players, step your game up. Why go back and forth with something subpar when you can use that same energy going after something proper? It doesn't make sense. I know why, but it's rhetorical. It's something to think about. But this is clearly male's fault. Males is a whole, all right? This has everything to do with the poor habits you have on a continual basis, because you feel like you cannot and you do not deserve better. That's self-esteem. That's all it is. You're not going to luck your way out of that. How many podcasts in a row you need me to say that? Nothing under the sun should have this regular, basic, below average joint neck rolling like that. Come on, man. Now, of course, I didn't say all this to her. I'm not out to be mean or mean-spirited, so I'm not going to pound a joint. This is for you. These are the uncut things I can say when she not standing right here. Although I wouldn't have an issue saying it because we need to be checked. You can be checked. Would I make reference to you not being hot? No. I don't do that. a guy said to me, like, he kept using the word ugly, ugly. I said, man, I don't even reference women as ugly, and I definitely don't call them that. So I refrain from referencing women as ugly or fat, big, and all this. That's not what I'm out for. You know, that's not where I'm going with this. That's not the point. I don't dislike women. When your options are correct, you don't have that same inherent dislike and bitterness towards women that the bitter guy has. So I've climbed above that. So if I don't think she's up to speed, yeah, I may not deal with her. Yeah, I'll talk to her and probably hook up with her. There have been times I done hooked up with joints I wouldn't physically hook up with now. Come on, man. I epitomize stepping your game up. There are some joints I would circle back to or pop back around. And maybe a six may get lucky. Some all right joint that I maybe wouldn't sport. That sounds messed up. But I maybe wouldn't sport her. You know what I mean? None of them are my arm piece, by the way. I'm not here to stun or show nothing. Because that's overvaluing. But, you know, I just feel like, nah, some joints I probably wouldn't sport. I done dealt with some joint back in the day. Some of them, maybe I'll kick it with you now, man. You may have lucked up. Why? You're going to get royalties in the game. You done good. You done good for me. When I wasn't looking sharp, I wasn't feeling fly, feeling fine. And, you know, you looked out for me. You were a nice addition at the time. So, based on that, you still going to come up. You still going to eat dealing with me. You're going to make your way dealing with me because I respect the game. You see that? But, yeah, there's some joints I wouldn't deal with physically. I would still look out for them. We could still be cool. But I don't want to penetrate you, though. She would fall in that category. So, just some quick game, man. Just real talk. I was so disappointed in the males because I knew where that came from. And what's amazing, as I've said this to people around me and people I deal with, I never stop stressing this. But it never gets old. Because you got to think like this. If she meets somebody who has some type of standard, she's going to whip around the board and more than likely the next 15 in a row don't. So she doesn't have to worry about, okay, I'm going to act right or I'm going to keep getting dropped. Let me get it together. But the prison in that, the fault in that, the loss in that, is you're going to keep getting guys with no or low standards. That's all it's going to accept you. Because I would say this. Now, after all this possibility, I just told you I wouldn't hook up with her physically, right? But I'm going to say this. Now, just imagine if her attitude was proper. Just imagine. And we talked long enough. She made me feel good enough, calm enough. Because you got to think, most of the women I deal with and sit on the phone with or chop up with them on Messenger, typically I'm on the road handling business. I'm on the road right now. I'm in Charlottesville, VA. I was just in Harrisonburg for the last couple of days. So I'm just whipping, doing what I need to do, handling biz, getting mine, representing like we do. Now imagine out here where things can get stressful. A lot can be on your mind. I done worked for a couple of days. I done rode a little bit. I done listened to some game, read some game, relaxed. I feel great right now. Now just imagine I get back around the way. And she like, yeah, stop by since you up here. I'm like, yeah, whatever, it's cool. You know what I mean? Have me a plate or something. I'll pop up. I know you cook. You know what I mean? That was messed up. So I'll pop up and boom. I kick it with you for a minute. Now, we all know comfortability can get the best of you sometimes. So that four might luck up. It might be her lucky day. Why? I may get so relaxed. Now, this is if she didn't have 100 million kids jumping around the house, which, man. Now, imagine that. You got kids, and you over 30, and you got a poor attitude, and your physicality is not in order, and which will point to you having poor mental discipline, which always stems from you having poor emotional discipline. So all these things are tells. So just imagine, though. Imagine she didn't have the kids, or the kids weren't there, all right? And, yeah, she's probably not with the guy anymore. Guys, however many. So you see the raggedy habits and lifestyle, by the way. So, suppose I'm chilling, and all 50 of the kids are under the covers. You know what I mean? We're going to have this laugh together, man. Play along, all right? So, we in the kitchen. I ate good. I'm relaxing. We in front of the TV. I ain't got nothing better to do, supposedly, because I ended up here. It was just a comfort drop by, a comfort visit. Wouldn't it heighten the chances of her being able to close if I was over there sitting on the couch comfortable? Now, obviously, we couldn't do anything on the couch. You probably beat me to this because the kids can come fumbling out of the room at any minute. So, obviously, let me fix the scenario. We're in the room. You understand? Play along. We're in the room. We're comfortable. Right? I ate good. I'm relaxing. I'm comfortable and confident with the roster I do have. There's no specific type I need to feel like nothing. Because we all know I got action at whatever. As you do when you come to realize it. But I got action at whatever, man. In no point in my mind am I thinking I got 8 to 9. Why on earth would I deal with you? No. So I'm content. I don't have to prove nothing. Remember, I'm not relegated to dealing with her. So it's not going to crush my heart and chip at my self-esteem to lay with something that's not top-notch. That sounds harsh, but stay with me. So, wouldn't her chances be heightened? Males, think about men. I'm talking about men now, all right? Men. Wouldn't it basically increase your chances exponentially? If you're talking to some girl, she's a fire joint, bomb joint, up to speed, her game on point. She teaches other women about how to conduct themselves, about proper decorum. You understand? She's sharp. She always got a mouthful of some more of it when she speaks. Oh, I'm gassing myself, man. Play along. And you got her over to your place, right? You are able to mask your rotten attitude and bitterness towards women as a whole. You were able to mask it somehow. And she was so cool that she didn't trip off you having 50 kids in the rooms next to it. Because she doesn't have to deal with you long term. She's cool. So she was cool with you having all the kids. Tall ones, short ones, chubby ones, loud ones. All the kids were quiet as well. I mean, dream scenario. And she ends up all the way in your room, ate off of your plate, sitting on your bed. Wouldn't you feel like you won already? Because this would do wonders for your confidence. She was able to look past all these supposed flaws and anything that could point to lack of character by me having 75 kids by 73 different women. Come on, man. And she was impressed that I could have them all quiet at one time, you know what I mean? Wouldn't it feel like your chances and confidence were bursting exponentially with her sitting on your bed? All to say, she might have action at me at that point. But because she's so delusional and she has so little self-control over her emotions, right? That she was able to drop the ball before I even got back around the way. So what I'm saying is, she could have lucked up. If I'm laying there, ain't got nothing better to do. If I felt like your hygiene was on point. You know what I mean? You might get lucky for. Not because Like, oh, I wouldn't have to tell nobody anyway. Not because of that. Just it would have been a cap on the night. It would have been a nightcap. I'm going to wake up in a few hours and go back to my fly world. So you might get lucky tonight, Four. I appreciate you, Four. You made me comfortable for a night. You played your part. I feel merciful. So I want you to think about that, guys. Because we all have the potential to drop opportunity. But you can't do what she does because you have to have better control over your feelings. Which is why I tell you, all the way back to the beginning, what's she going to lead? And where would she lead us? If I were to say, okay, you don't like where I'm leading it. You don't like that I have tall standard. You don't like that I have great habits. That I want to sharpen you up the moment we start talking at all. And anything I point to that would be you sharpening your game, I ain't doing that. Your defenses come up. So, men, you have to have more control over your emotions than she does. And then you do, typically. And this is what I always tell my guys. You think you're your mama. And the inherent flaw, I could say women, I am, but people as a whole, they have small grip over their feelings. So I would say, what is your version of that? Where are you kicking the ball away when you could potentially control it and make a better outcome than you are now because your feelings or because you don't like somebody or because you're salty with this? I see people complain at the job, whining and moaning, but it's an opportunity in there. They supply my whole attack. They supply my whole machine. They're fueling my entire operation. They're funding all of my investments. They're pitching in all of them, even if they ain't paying 100%. So where are you throwing away opportunity and having a pissy, bitch-made attitude? Don't I always try to get you to snap out of that? But by me showing a woman do it, I know part of you, or the bulk of you, is like, that's a woman. What they got to do with me? Or that's a female. Let me correct it. That's a female. What that got to do with me? It has everything to do with you. Because it's harsh, but most males, are they mama? That's it. They don't listen. Just like the female. I just got finished describing. You tell them something that's logical. You present a scenario that's logical and ask them to explain their way out. Okay, if I'm wrong and it didn't make sense, I'll play along because I know it's their feelings got them by the throat now. So if I'm wrong, then okay. Then explain where and what you would do different. Just like she couldn't. Males can't. They guard fly up. They lock up. They close up. They shut down. And you as a potential leader can't afford to do what the broad do. You both can't be silly at the same time. That ain't how I work. She could be silly. That's fine. I can't go with her and be like, how on earth are you so silly? And how could you? Because they don't think with logic. What logic got to do anything when you got feelings? What about my emotions? And that's how the males are. It's hard for them to fathom and to take that hit. But that's where they are. I'm going to go on record as saying I know zero men personally. Males. Damn it. I know zero males personally who have strong enough self-control. See, also can control their emotions. Their emotions are stronger than their desire to win. Because when I tell them something, they have a hard time hearing it. Because in their mind, they're competing. It hurts them more to hear it from me than to be happy that I gave it to them. And you must conduct yourself on a taller ladder, at a taller standard. You must sacrifice your feelings. Because as I've heard it said, you sacrifice for what you want, or what you want becomes the sacrifice. You understand? So don't tell me, after I done hung around you and belly ached about broad you don't got, that I ain't worried about stepping my game up to get that and get that. I don't need them like that. But then, in the way you conduct yourself, the way you still long and lack, you wish you had better dating options, dating results. You wish you had more control within the household. You wish you had more earning potential. But anytime I suggest you work for it, I point you in a direction to work for it. And now anytime you talk to me, you get an action plan at the end of it. You don't sit down and chop it up with me and not get an action plan. So anytime I point you in a direction, you don't want it bad enough to do the work. You don't want it bad enough to carry out the direction. Nah, I don't want it that bad, basically. And then you still long and lack and wish you had the results, though. I mean, a lot of y'all knocking on 40's door. I'll be 40 by the time you hear this, probably, if you're late to it. I'll be 40 in about, what's today, like the 5th, something like that. I'll be 40 in a few weeks. I wish to build upon what I'm living now, upon the foundation I set now. But I'm not praying for, wishing for, hoping for different circumstances. I live how I want to live right now. I don't need to hurry up and do this right quick so I can get on right quick and do, go reach back and get all the options I missed through the years. No, I'm doing fine. A girl asked me the other day, and she doesn't hear a lot of my work, so this was new to her, but I tell her what I always say. She was like, where do you see yourself in 5 years? What would be the ideal scenario? And I said, man, some more of what I'm doing now. Some more of what I'm living now. I'm getting it on. I'm the real Drillski. And see, back to the other chick. These are two separate girls, by the way. Back to the other chick. Think now. If I'm on top of my game, my confidence is riding high. I'm out here taking action. I'm out here getting mine. You understand? Where on earth do I have the energy? Or does it make sense to go back and forth with somebody like that? So you have been trained to not deal with a man who's sharp. Because what man who's sharp, who has all this stuff going on, so you ask for two different things at one time. If you were asked them to draw their ideal scenario, and she doesn't represent every female, by the way, and she certainly doesn't represent the women who are sharp, who listen, who follow order, who can internalize and carry out a direction, right? So she's been trained out of by her long stream of all the guys she dealt with who mismanaged, right? The chain has never been broken, mismanagement after mismanagement, to the point where she told, one, on who she's been dealing with, and two, she doesn't know how to deal with somebody who got it going on. They want a man who's doing something, but they don't know how to manage a man who's doing something. They don't know how to comply with. They don't know how to rise to. They don't know how to follow direction of. They don't know how to coincide with a man who's doing something. You can't ask for two different things at one time. So you don't have an idea of how to conduct yourself around a man like this. If you were fly, by look, that raggedy attitude will still wreck the shit for you. So just because, as you say, for instance, because the broad could have been hotter that I was talking about, she would still mess up. You would still not be in standing to deal with somebody who's on top of his game. Why? Because he got more of you. You like a man who's on top of his game because he has more of you. You like a man on top of his game because he does not have to deal with you. That's why a lot of times when women say how a man would treat them and how he would act towards them, they have a vision typically of a guy who's out of their normal reality, out of their normal realm, out of their league, we'll say. So they imagine a guy who's out of their reach being kind to them, opening the door for them. They don't mean the regular chode who bow down and supplicate. That's why you can't figure out, I'm doing everything she say. I open the door. I'm kind. I ask how she likes things. I consider her. You're within reach. She's not talking about you. A woman's ideal is a guy, the Prince Charming. Not necessarily that he's, you understand, the gentleman in their eyes, gentleman guy. No, but he's out of their reach and he does all these things. That makes her feel special. Not that he's any typical kind or craft of guy. He doesn't have to be the sweetheart guy, the lover guy, the sweep you off your feet guy. He's just got to be tall, tall standing, tall vision, tall confidence, tall, dark, and Mr. Everything. Thank you very much. So, that's who she speaks of and thinks of when she has this tall vision of how her ideal partner would deal with her. But she has not been trained to deal with a guy like that because he's got better options than to play around with you. Even if your look was in order. So for us to say that if her look would have been proper, it would have been any different, it wouldn't have been on a large scale. How? So I'll say this, and I just dispelled the myth of guys who think they need the money. I'm going to dispel the myth that women have that they think they need to be amazingly pretty, wonderfully beautiful, super voluptuous. You don't have to be. Because as I pointed out, has she conducted herself properly? Has she been a nice compliment? Has she understood where I was and what would benefit him? Has she had the empathy to consider what I want? Even though it was a false dream scenario. A myth fantasy scenario. It wasn't a real thing we're talking about. But if that was her attitude, it didn't matter that she wasn't the prettiest thing under the sun. Because now I go back. Now suppose I would have been in her crib, on her bed, and she would have closed. She would have came up for the night. And suppose over time we kept talking. And because obviously she would be compliant to the leadership she was under, she would start to take on some of my habits. Because you couldn't be around me who reads, who listens, who surrounds himself with the game, who exercises, who cares for himself, who depends on himself to lead, and I know other people depend on me. I know I gotta be here. As Sinful the Peace says, I stay available. My mentals can't sit there and play around with a back and forth. You got boyfriends for that. You in the presence of the game tonight. So in order for her to stay along, because obviously a leader doesn't push him behind and tell you to push harder, he stays in front and make you step your game up and climb to keep up with him, by the way. Thank you, John C. Maxwell. Thank you, Michael Burt, for that. Right? She would start to inherit those proper habits. And eventually, her results would follow. So how hideous could you be if you were good enough to kick it with? You had the proper attitude that heightened my high even further. You took on some of my way of thinking and ideology. You got a little more logic and chipped away at some of that emotion. What about my emotions? And you've done this for a long period of time. Then I would say, ladies, women, we could dispel that myth to together that you have to be a beauty queen. Then you can stop having the natural vitriol for women who are pretty. The men who deal with them because they're pretty. Because we would work on what? Your character, your integrity, your self-esteem. You're in the presence of the game. If a man you deal with, or male rather, that you deal with does not have those same qualities, if he does not have that same vision, that same standard, that same game, then you chose incorrectly. Your fault. So we'll just go ahead all on one accord and dispel the beauty queen myth. Because if she does that long enough and hangs around me to have enough of a bond long enough, man, she just might make it. You might have came up, chunky girl. That's a way of thinking. Now, you would get flyer. You're going to work on your physicality if you have the ability. You're going to. Because that's just how I go. Why? Because you're into me. And we ain't got nothing better to do. You would sit around and gossip on the phone with your girlfriends. You would sit around and talk about what's going on at work, and a girl you don't like work at your desk, or how you don't work, and I'm a boss, independent. And after a while, that's tired. So we're going to have to put something real in your mind and on your plate. You're going to sharpen around me. Why? You're in the presence of this game. So eventually, just by eradicating those poor habits you had, what we got to do? We got to fill your time with something productive. So you would be sharp. You wouldn't have no choice. Why? Because you're in the presence of this game. And if you follow where I go, we're going to be fly. You're going to have a fly attitude. Why? Because you represent me. That's why. You don't get around no man, especially, and you understand? Act combative and nah, I ain't doing that. Nah, just because you say so and since you know everything. No, no, no. You've been so greatly mismanaged, but it's fine because I'm going to help you find your place. Or you're going to get somewhere. There it is. So if you're so fine with being the boss, this independent, I got three companies, then why are you so mad? Why your guard fly up when we talk about stepping your game up? Teach me something. Show me the, tell me something. Show me the way. What do you know that I don't know? Enlighten me. I can listen. I'm waiting on that answer right now. I've been on here for 40 minutes, chopping it up with y'all. It ain't come through yet. Because she don't have an answer for that. This is why I talk to people. This is why I talk to the opposite sex. That's what I be wanting to know. Those are the type of things that I search for, I observe for when I'm chopping it up. This is how you deal with the ladies you deal with, guys. Because naturally, you owe some time, all right? You're going to kick it with whoever. She got to get comfortable with you. Now, this is for a woman you actually want to deal with. A woman you actually want to deal with. You got to give some time, all right? She got to get comfortable with you, number one. She needs to feel like this has potential for a relationship. Always. Even if she knows, or she's in denial that it's a one night, two night, short amount of time, short run thing. She needs to feel like she's not out here doing too much. That she doesn't have too many partners. That she doesn't portray the image or allow the image that she has too many partners. So she has to sell to you, in most cases, to herself, she has to sell it that she's considering you as a long-term option. I gave the science on that before. I'm not going to go all the way into that right now. So that to say, you're going to spend some time chopping it up. It don't mean walking around with the phone glued to your ear. Not at all. Because you owe the presence to where you are. You can't be off point like that. So being that you're going to sit there and chop it up with them, number one, you need to be pumping them solid habits in her head. Let her see that you have solid habits. You need to find out who this person is, not by asking. So you like to do that. You do that to get them talking, but that's not what you're looking for. She gonna be like, ah, see, I'm the type of female to bat, bat, bat. See, I don't know what type of female you be there. I'm the type of female to bat, bat, bat. She gonna bat, 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 bat. Let her prattle and ramble on. You're not looking for that, cause that ain't really telling you nothing. You're only hearing what she's trying to sell you. What speaks volumes is the combativeness. What speaks volumes is the tone. That's what you're looking for. That's game. Be an observer. You're off the scent a lot of times. You go for what people sell you and tell you too often. You got to understand, the average person has raggedy self-esteem. That's why they don't have tall standards for themselves. So anything they tell you, you need to look at it like grenades they're throwing. They'll throw a grenade 200 feet that way, if they had the arm strength and they were Dan Marino. They throw a grenade 200 feet or 200 yards away in that direction, so to make an explosion and be a diversion from something they're hiding, a flaw in their character, something they have their guard up about. So a lot of their conversation is diversion, deflection, denial. So yeah, sometimes you'll stumble upon something genuine they say, but you're not too often going to get solid game from what they tell you verbally. Once in a while, they'll have an honest moment where they're having a reflection moment, and they'll give you some great game. Like, damn, that was deep. Most times, she don't realize it was game, though. So a lot of what she says is like, blah, 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 blah. But sometimes, she'll say something and not realize the potency of what she just said, because she more than likely told on another female, which tells on women in general or females in general, or she'll tell on herself. And how she truly feels about certain things when she's talking. But other than that, you're looking for conduct. When she tells you she's the type of female that, and I only listen to myself, and I ain't no man gonna tell me what to do. Okay, well, boom, well, beautiful. Let her explain her way out of that. So where would you take it if you was in control? Where would it go? Obviously, she knows who you are. So if you're on top of your game, you're not following somebody who don't know where they going. That ain't gonna happen. But for two reasons, because curiosity wants you to see if she can explain her way out of this. Is there anything logical about what you're saying, or are you just talking? Because they'll say a whole lot of stuff if you let them talk long enough. You know what I mean? Or genuinely, you may give her the responsibility to lead particular things. See, also send her on a job. Have her benefit you two as a couple, as an item, as a friendship. So maybe she is spitting some bomb game, but you know who you're talking to by the time you get to this point. So you know if she's sharp, because she's going to have sharp habits. She's not going to walk in the room, and as I say with males, she's not going to walk in the room and tell on herself. You won't be able to see that she has poor physical discipline. If she has the ability and decides not to, that's poor physical discipline. How then could she have amazing mental discipline and incredible self-control and control over her emotions, emotional discipline? How? They bleed into each other. I've covered this. You ain't going to be super sharp in one area and raggedy another by choice. That ain't how I go. You won't have a well-oiled machine if you're totally lacking in one department. That ain't how I go. Eventually, that machine will slow down, fall apart, corrode, all kind of things. That to say, we all have room to improve. But if she does not show a desire to improve, that's the biggest tell of them all. Because that means she ain't gonna listen, and she does not have the capability to lead. So remember, this female told on herself and haven't had a conversation with her in a decade. She couldn't even make it to a phone conversation without walking in the room and telling on herself. Think about that. So, as I say, what is your version of it? Where do you do it? We all have it. So trust me, if you're in denial about that, talk to me for a minute. I gather that, but by the time I meet you in person, I have plenty for you to work on. Anybody, are you on Earth? You. So we all have versions of it. All of us. And just on a simple common sense note, ladies, stop eating yourself out of a campaign. Doesn't make sense. If you're comfortable with how you are, fine. Be comfortable with how you are. But the spirit of gluttony, I think that's a sin. I don't know all of mine 100%. It's like a commandment or whatever they are. I don't know. I'm not too sharp on all that. But I think gluttony and having a gluttonous spirit needs to be managed. And the main way we show it is by drowning ourselves in comfort. You accept and bring on more comfort to take the place of the action you're not taking, to fill the space, the boredom, the concentration from the action you're not taking. You fill it with comfortability, gluttony, food, more food. And this joint got the nerve to be online stirring macaroni and cheese and scoff for me being in the gym. That don't add up. She's going to eat herself out of a campaign. And eventually, she's going to squeeze herself to her demise. Somebody got to take care of them 75 kids. How much does she care about her kids? She can care about them. But does she care about them more than she cares about her comfortability? Does she care about them more than she cares about her natural character flaws? Does she care about her kids? And does she comply with, does she adhere to her kids and responsibility of taking the care of her kids more so than she adheres to her emotions? Are your emotions stronger than your desire to win? How many times have you heard me say that? But even more so than that, all right? Be kind, be pleasant, and be great. Freeze this, freeze that. Come on.